What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I got an opportunity to see one of my all-time favorites in the Yankee universe covering your New York Yankees for MLB.com. Joining us right now is Brian Hoke.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I know you just landed. Are you all settled? You're all good? You're good to talk?
I'm great to talk. Yeah, just got in, flew in from Tampa and ready for a big four-game series here against the Red Sox tonight at Yankee Stadium.
What a night last night. I was laughing as you were tweeting about, Corey Kluber and Domingo Herman and how they weren't affected by tweets, because you know how Yankees Twitter is. It's like, you can't say anything about the no-no, the perfect hitter. You might jinx it. And you guys don't have that power.
I knew you were going to bring that up, man. But, it's funny because, yeah, if you go back and listen to the broadcast of David Cone and David Wells, and they were talking about it the whole way through. I mean, that's our job, is to relay information about the game we're watching. And look, if I was in the dugout, I would not say anything to Cam Schlittler last night. But I think up in the press box, on the internet, I don't think we have that same power. And so I'm pretty sure Michael Kay was probably talking about it on the broadcast too. So I think that... Look, fans are intense. Fans believe in jinxes. Of course, I think any Yankee fan wanted to see Cam Schlittler pitch a perfect game. But I think that getting all fired up over what somebody types on the internet is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it has no effect on the game. And he was going good last night. He had everything working, locating the four-seam fastball, that cutter, the curveball. I'm like, wow, this kid has grown up in seven starts. And, you know, Boone kind of let him continue to compete. And, you know, I took calls last night and already today on him getting a postseason start. Are we already there with Cam Schlittler? Is he getting the ball in October?
I tell you what, if they're in October, some way or another, I want Cam Schlittler getting the ball, because he got that big velocity. I think you're only seeing a peak here of what he can be. I think that as he continues to refine the secondary stuff, that curveball last night was the best I think we've seen from him. So, he can get guys out just with that fastball alone, but when he starts adding in more pieces to it, and you're continuing to see it here, he dominated that Rays lineup through the first six innings last night, and he was so efficient doing it too. I think 66 pitches through six, and you looked at that and you said, man, if he keeps going here, he's got a real shot to do this and stay under 100 pitches. Obviously, the Rays made him work there in the seventh inning, and it slipped away from him, and Luke Weaver came in and got a big out there to preserve his line. But, yeah, I think that Yankees in the playoffs, Cam Schlittler has to play a role there, whether it's a starter. I mean, imagine him coming out of the bullpen and giving you 2-3 innings. I think that would be huge, too. So, yeah, one way or another, he's on that roster, I believe, and he's playing a big part.
Yeah, so Cam Schlittler, I mean, great. You know, they always talk about the Yankees don't develop pitching. The Yankees don't, like, great that, you know, he's popped up. And, you know, behind the dish was Austin Wells last night after Ben Rice got beat up being back there. And after Ben Rice has gotten a primary opportunity to start games as the catcher, you know, I've been kind of singing Austin Wells' praises. He became the new whipping boy. It was kind of like they went from Anthony Volpe trashing him to Austin Wells. And he really showed up in a big way last night, just catching the game and then also at the plate with the two home runs. And I think he's a team player. The article that I read, he was talking about how, you know, Ben Rice is raking, and if this is what is going to help the team, so be it. But what I think is going to help the team is both of them. If Austin Wells can get back to hitting the way that, you know, he was our cleanup hitter last year, he was clutch at times last year, like, this is a positive to have both of them raking.
Yeah, that's what Aaron Boone said after the game last night. He said, look, this is what he's capable of. And, you know, obviously Wells has gone through a real tough stretch there. And I think that there is a lot to catching a full big league season. You do get beat up. I mean, you mentioned Ben Rice. He got fouled a bunch of balls off himself. Then he took one in a sensitive spot late in the game last night. So you knew he wasn't going to be back behind the plate again. And so, yeah, I think that there's so much to it, and the first priority is always handling the pitching staff, taking care of the framing, making sure you're working on run prevention, and then the offense is secondary. And what you see with Wells is the power is real. I mean, that home run was headed out toward Dale Mabry last night, and that was a big boy home run there. So that's what he is capable of. You put him in a ballpark that has the dimensions like Yankee Stadium, like Steinbrenner Field is, of course. And I think that plays to his strengths really well. And I think that, yeah, you're right. If you will have both Rice and Wells hitting well during the postseason or during the run to the postseason, you're in pretty good shape there, because you're right that the offense has been an issue. And you mentioned Volpe earlier. He's turned it around. He took that criticism. He heard it, certainly. The noise around him was very loud, and he seems to have hit another gear here, and he's playing much better than he was about a month ago.
Yeah, defensively, he's a different player. I haven't seen him skip a ball. He's on everything. He's attacking the ball, throwing the ball in the air. It's good to see, and I've already predicted that his bat will come around. He'll homer in this Red Sox series coming up this weekend. But back to George M. Steinbrenner Field, I joked, but I wasn't even joking. I said last night when that ball got hit in the gap and it went off the wall, I'm like, that was the ghost of George Steinbrenner just blowing the ball, like not letting us get walked off like that. The last game being played in this weird year where Tampa has to rent out our spring training facility. Let's stick with the pitching. David Bednar, who's been solid, who a lot of us have rallied around, calling him David put him to Bednar, and really being fired up about him being the new Yankees closer. It's funny how baseball works out. It's Devin Williams, our other closer, that has to come in and get the job done. Talk about David Bednar, his usage, but then also how they've used Devin Williams, who we've been calling low-lev Dev, and then they put him in that situation last night, and he shined.
Well, that was a big spot for Williams, and certainly the ball goes down the line, and you're thinking, oh, here we go again. And he really did lock it in there. Was able to get it done and pin those two runs on board. And you saw it with the reaction. I think that's the most fired up I've seen Devin Williams as a Yankee. He came off the mound. And he was roaring. It kind of reminded me of Jabba Chamberlain back in the day when Jabba would bounce off the mound and do one of those. And so, you know, Williams is he's a cool cat. He doesn't show a lot of emotion outwardly. And I think that spoke to how big that opportunity that was. That was his first save, I think, since late July. That one also came against the Rays, and I'm sure he hasn't forgotten what happened at Steinbrenner Field back in April when it wasn't even a blown save. It was a multi-inning run lead, and he blew that one. And so it has definitely not been the year that the Yankees envisioned when they traded for Williams, and obviously that's why they had to go out at the deadline and try and bolster that bullpen. And Bednar is a huge piece of it, because you've already seen he's unflappable. He comes in and he's you know, here it is. I'm going to throw you my best. I got that curveball that falls off the table here. And if you can hit it, if not, you know, I'm going to be shaking hands in a few minutes. And so he's got the kind of mentality you want from your closer. And yeah, that's why I like about what the Yankees did at the deadline, because these guys are not just reinforcements for this year. Bednar, for example, he's under contract for next season too. So you can actually start to plan for the future here and look at these guys and say, all right, here's where they're going to slot in the future, not just now, trying to, you know, hire guns, trying to help you get to the postseason and make another deep run and get back to the World Series. But you can plan for what they're going to mean beyond this year, too.
Yeah, I love that. I've already, you know, tipped my cap to Cashman for not going to get rentals. And, you know, if you're going to give up something for these guys, have a vision for this year and beyond and not just put all your chips in that, you know, this has got to be the year and these guys are going to hit free agency. But, you know, another guy that's on my screen right now that I think was you know, a buzzer beater last day thing and like maybe underrated, Jose Caballero. He's been involved in this 5-game win streak, and he is an agitator, so much so that he agitated the umpire crew, got tossed last night. But, you know, he can play multiple positions. He's got speed on the base paths. And I just think I think he's helped Volpe. I think the challenge of, hey, you got another guy that could play shortstop has helped Volpe kind of step his game up. And I think he's helped the clubhouse. Now, I can't speak to it. I haven't been around. And then I did hear some things about him, you know, obviously playing his former team. But can you share anything with us about what you've seen from Jose Caballero? I just think that, like, he is an underrated get. I think he's somebody that, you know, I've been calling Cabby 2.0 for two reasons. Oswaldo Cabrera was the first Cabby. And you know how Boone has those nicknames. And I think this is 2.0 as far as having a utility player that can play multiple positions. And also his second act, when we first saw him, he ran past that ball in Miami and people were like, get this guy up out of here. He has been great from St. Louis to Tampa. You know, share anything with us about Jose Caballero being on this team.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. He's an agitator. He's a pest. I think that if you're playing against him, he's probably a guy you hate. I mean, remember back the Gerrit Cole incident when they were playing the Mariners. Caballero was with the Mariners.
Yes.
Cole threw a ball over his head about 15 feet to the backstop, and that's when we got that meme-worthy clip of Cole walking off the mound, wagging his finger at Scott Servais. And so that was all because of Caballero, who kept stepping out to mess with Cole because of the pitch clock. And right. So he identified a weakness there. Look, we've seen Gerrit Cole work. We know that he is a creature of habit who has to stick to a specific routine. And if you start messing with that routine, or if guys make, you know, misplays in the field behind him, he's got a chance to unravel. So Caballero was trying to poke that, and he got to him that night at Yankee Stadium. And so I think that's a little sneak of what Caballero can do on the Yankee side. I think that when he's in your team, Aaron Boone already said he's one of my favorite players. And I don't think that would have been the case a month ago. But when you've got him in your uniform and he's on your side and he's trying to take any little edge that he can, I think that's the kind of guy you need there. He's useful. He's versatile. He's speedy. He leads the major leagues in stolen bases. So he has a lot of things to this Yankee team that they didn't have previously. And I think, you know, I was talking to Kevin Cash about it. And he said Caballero can help you win a games in a lot of different ways. We saw a little bit of the power that first game at Tampa. I wouldn't bank on that. I wouldn't bank on a multi-home run game for Caballero very often. But his speed, the defense, and just kind of getting in a pitcher's head. You know, he's another thing you have to game plan around. And he's annoying when you're the opponent. But when he's on your team, you love him.
We're on the phone right now with Brian Hoke. Covers the New York Yankees for MLB.com. One of the best. Great guy. Great girl dad. Great dad in general. One of my favorites. I always tell a story about how when I first met you, it was the London series. And, you know, I ran into you in the bathroom. And there's so many people out there. I think they had, like, I don't know, 80,000 people out there. I'm like, I might not ever see this guy again. Little did I know. But I'm like, I got to stop him now. I got to ask him for a picture now and shake his hand. And I've seen you I don't know how many times since. I had no idea back in 2019 where I was heading.
The moral of the story is always ask for the selfie, even if it's outside the bathroom, I guess. And then maybe 5 years later, we'll be chatting on the radio here at Newark Airport.
All right, we're about to play the Red Sox. Giancarlo Stanton kills the Red Sox. But Giancarlo Stanton, I don't know if he can play right field every single game. Maybe he can in Yankee Stadium, but, you know, after he played three against Minnesota, he had to take 3 days off. What a luxury for the Yankees not needing him to sweep St. Louis. But, you know, with Judge, not being able to play in right field. Like, this is something that's looming over the Yankees right now. And, you know, a couple days ago, Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge, I guess their messaging got crossed a little bit, and you were on it, you were covering it. Where are we at with this? Like, Boone comes out and tells us that Judge is not going to be able to return to form throwing the ball, and that, you know, it's going to be some time. And then Judge comes out and says, I don't know why he said that. He hasn't seen me throw. I do plan on coming back to 100%. So, I mean, what do you know? I think it's all kind of up in the air. We know the best Yankees lineup is Judge in right field and Stanton DHing, and the sooner we can get to that, the better.
Of course, yeah. I think that in that situation, Boone said the quiet part out loud, and I think Judge has to believe that he's going to get back full force. But I think that there's a real chance that he is going to be compromised the rest of the season. And so, obviously, Judge doesn't want to hear that, and he certainly doesn't want his manager saying that on the radio. And so I think that's where that came from, that disconnect there. But, you know, Judge, of course, he's one thing about Judge is he hates talking about injuries. And this is, goes all the way back to the broken wrist a few years back in, I think, 2018, where he broke his wrist and the Yankees initially said he'd be back in 3.5 weeks, and it wound up being 7. And so I think ever since then, he's been very sensitive about talking about injuries. He just hates it, and he doesn't want to do it. And I think that he will always take the stance of, I will be back sooner than you think, and I'll show you. And so I think that's what you're seeing there. And I think that I understand it, and I actually believe what Boone's saying too. He made the point later. He kind of walked it back a little bit and said, you know, maybe I overstated the case, but I don't think that he's going to come back right away and be a 70-80 arm on the scouting scale. I don't think that. I don't think you're going to see Judge making a Vladimir Guerrero throw from right field early on anyway. And he even talked about having to kind of be smart with it. He talked about it like a strained hamstring, where you're not going to try and go for a triple your first shot out of the box. And so I think that if he can get back out there, it helps the Yankees defensively so much. Even if his arm is not what it was earlier in the season, having that flexibility, because you mentioned Stanton. Look, he's been fantastic. He's been better than I thought he would be out there. He's continuing to crush the ball. And I really thought that he was going to be very shaky out in the outfield after not doing it for more than a year. And I haven't really seen any issues with balls getting to him. He's gotten to the balls he needs to get to. He hasn't made any gold glove type plays, but you're not expecting that. You're just expecting catch the balls and throw them in. And he's done that part of the job. But I think there is a physical tax to playing Stanton out there so regularly. You saw it. I don't really think they wanted to have him out in the outfield at Busch Stadium anyway. But I think that the less they can get him out there, move him back to the DH role where he's more comfortable. I know he's loving this little cameo in right field, but I think long-term, best thing for the Yankees is, even if Judge is not 100% throwing-wise, get him back in the outfield if he's good enough. And that's why Boone keeps saying it's up to the training staff. Boone would put him out there tomorrow if they told him, they gave him the green light, but so far that hasn't happened.
Last thing for you, Brian. With the Yankees going 7-1 with this stretch against the Twins, the Cardinals, and the Rays, I look at this series against the Red Sox and say, hey, just get me a split. You're in good shape. Get me a split. But, I mean, they've got it lined up. It wasn't too long ago that they were coming out of the All-Star break trying to line up Fried and Rodon, and they've got it lined up here where it's Heel, Fried, Rodon, and Warren, I think. So, like, here we go. What are you expecting to see out of this Red Sox series? Because the Red Sox swept them in Fenway, but the Red Sox just lost to Baltimore. They got to go back to Baltimore. I think the Yankees got them right where they want them.
Oh, we'll see. Things have changed a lot since that last day at Fenway. I remember walking out there on that sunny Sunday, I think it was, and Rafael Devers hit one over the monster, and then suddenly he was being traded to the Giants. So things have changed a lot in that time span there, and the Red Sox have obviously played well made this a race. And so, yeah, you're right. You got Heel, you got Fried, you got Warren and Rodon going this weekend. And to me, tomorrow night is the big game. I want to see what Max Fried does here. I want to see how he bounces back, because that is a huge piece for this team here. If they're going to have any hope of going deep into the postseason and making a run here, you need Fried to be back to what he was before the All-Star break, because I am concerned about what I'm seeing here. I suspect that something may be cooking there where he's, if it's mechanical, if it's physical, obviously it's good enough that he can be out there, but he has not been the same guy that we saw in the first half. And I know he can take this to another level if he gets back right and be that ace that the Yankees need here at the top of the rotation. So, yeah, it's a big weekend for all the starters, but I'm going to be watching Fried very closely here tomorrow night because I want to see how he does against this Boston lineup.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going tonight for the George Costanza bobblehead, and then Friday night is a Bleacher Creature.
Tonight? Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow.
And that's, you know, him sleeping under the desk. I never even watched Seinfeld, but that's such a rare bobblehead you got to get in. And then Friday is a Bleacher Creature holiday, so I'm looking forward to the next two nights. Maybe I'll stop by the media area and come see you.
Well, save me a George Costanza bobblehead because that is one that I need. That hits me right in the 90s.
I'll make sure I grab two of them. Hoke, you're the man. Thanks for joining us today.
You got it, Keith. Anytime. See ya.
Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Mama, we made it! Keith McPherson on the Fan. The meat of the order for the Yankees last night. It's funny, right? I took some calls last night about Judge kind of not being Judge, slumping a little bit. And it wasn't the meat of the order that did it. It was the top of the order and the bottom of the order. Even with the pinch hit of Ryan McMahon with Giancarlo Stanton, who has been great as a pinch hitter as of late. You know, Austin Wells having two home runs, driving in two runs, and Trent Grisham having three hits, hitting two home runs. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. and Stone Cold Steve Austin Wells. It's a good time for Yankee fans. The vibes are right. When you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905. Speaking of the order, the Mets lineup is out. The Mets lineup is out. Now, don't take it out on me. I'm just going to read the thing. It's not my fault that it ended up this way. But you know what? Hey, maybe this shakes some things up and they're able to take the series. Leading off and playing shortstop, the almost soon to be but not actually captain, Francisco Lindor. Batting second in right field, made of money, the money machine himself, Juan Soto. And forced into action at DH, batting third, Starling Marte, who was going to get traded because they put another guy in right. Anyway, batting fourth, Pete Alonso at first base. Batting fifth, Mark Vientos, third base. Batting sixth, Brett Beatty, second base. Batting seventh, you better call Tyrone. Yeah, Tyrone Taylor forced into action in left field. And Cedric the Entertainer Mullins in center field, batting eighth. And then batting ninth, the catcher, Hayden Sanger. Because like I told you, Luis Torrens got beat up last night and whatever. So here is what you got with Sean Manaea and his loose bodies and his elbow on the mound. That game starts at 4:05. LGM, 888-808-1019. Let's take some calls. Mike is in Tom's River on the Fan. What's up, Mike? Mikey. Mike, are you there? Let's put Mike on hold and see if Vince in New Jersey is ready. What's up, Vince?
Hey, Keith, how are you? It's Vince Thomas from the David Cone Celebrity Golf Classic for the benefit of the Ed Lucas Foundation.
Hey.
Just want to thank you for being part of our success. You are a celebrity, my friend, and an integral part of everything that we do. The media, so important. Nancy Newman, Mark Melusis, John Yastrzemski, just an integral part of us being able to then issue grants to the seeing eye, to train a dog, to the macular degeneration research, and of course the players, and I'm sure you saw everybody there. You saw Roger Clemens, David Cone, of course, Jim Leyritz, Todd Zeal, Chuck Knobloch, Julio Franco, Mickey Rivers, Greg Jeffries, Roy White, John Starks, you know, even came. And it's just a blessing to have you guys involved, and I just wanted to express our thanks from Allison Lucas, myself, and every volunteer that gives of their time. It's just a wonderful thing when we can write those checks out at the end of the year and support people that are less fortunate than us.
Oh, Vince, it's an honor to be invited and now have 4 years under my belt. You know, I look forward to it every year. Now I'm actually golfing for the rest of time. And it was awesome this year. The weather was great. The dinner was great. And like I said, it's an honor to rub shoulders with you guys. And, you know, I just couldn't ever have imagined it. Like, you know, watching Coney growing up. And then even like I got to meet Coney doing a podcast and some content years ago. And, you know, to be in the fold and, you know, shout out to Andrew Levy, who was honored. And, you know, Andrew Levy has done a lot for me. It's crazy. Like, I am a media member and a radio host. I don't look at myself as a celebrity. I go there and I feel like a kid. I feel like a fan. So, you know, thank you guys for having me and thank you for calling.
Please, every year, continued support from you is again, an integral part of it. And just understand that we truly appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, Vince. Yeah, I'm, you know, trying to talk Yankees and Mets, but that was a good little interjection. See, it depends who you ask. It depends who you ask about me. So yesterday was National Radio Day, and it also was the four-year anniversary since my name was said on WFAN.
So I got a couple new names for next week.
Oh, you got new names that are, I know Fliegelman's hosting.
You had that. All right, so Fliegelman is hosting Thursday morning. We've got someone named Keith McPherson is hosting.
He's the guy from the Chase vestibule.
Come on.
He's hosting Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
But I legit have no idea who that is.
I don't either. Danielle McCartan is doing a few overnights. And Pete Hoffman is working at night after Yankees baseball.
Well, Pete's been doing a ton
of
shows.
As has Danielle. Both of them have been on many times.
Yeah. So there you go. So
Keith McPherson?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
What a blast from the past. A crazy four-year term, almost like 4 years of going through college or high school. You know, how much can change through showing up every day, putting in the work, and, you know, just, you know, being blessed to have the opportunity to rock, man. I remember waking up that morning to tweets about, hey, did I hear this right? That, you know, are you going to be on WFAN? And I swear I didn't tell a soul. I might have told my wife and my mom, but, like, I was so worried that, like, I don't know, loose lips sink ships. And if I told people, then maybe, you know, the rug got pulled from under me and I wouldn't have got the chance to audition. And yeah, we just came up on August 20th. So that was August 20th, 2021, where the morning show guys were reading my name on the reading my name on the schedule for next week. Like, I literally have no idea who that is. Tony is out on Staten Island on the Fan next. What's up, Tony?
Keith, it's a pleasure talking to you. I was listening earlier when that guy came on to you and you handled it great. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm 84. I've been listening to this station from day one. You're a very talented guy. I had to make this call to tell you that you handled it great. You're very talented. I got a quick story about Chris Russo. I heard Chris Russo before he ever came to the Fan. He was very talented. I was one of his first callers, and I had to tell him the same what I'm telling you. You're excellent. You're going to go far. And I'm a Yankee fan. If you want to talk about Yankees, good or bad, I'm here to listen and learn. I'm here to listen and learn. That's what I listen to the Fan. There's a guy on the Fan in his adult years has four teams that never won a championship. But yet, I listen to him, you know?
Yeah.
But I have my own opinion because I go back to Joe DiMaggio days. I go back to Mickey Mantle days. I've seen them all. I talked to a few of them, not all of them. I was in nightclub business, and I met them. And you're very talented. And I had to get on the phone today to tell you that.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate everybody. This summer, stay cool and hydrated with the official water of Major League Baseball, Primo Brands. With Primo Brands water delivery, you get premium hydration from trusted brands like Poland Spring, Pure Life, and Saratoga, delivered right to your door. Stock up for game day or just keep everyone refreshed, still, sparkling, or flavored. There's something for everyone. And the best part, you call the shots. Whether you need a few cases or a full week's supply, Primo's flexible delivery fits your schedule. So step up to the plate, hydrate like a pro with Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, as we're getting closer to football season, and if you heard me last week on the morning show talk about how I don't watch movies, I really don't have a long list of movies or characters or quotes that I could recite off the top of my head. I watch sports. I watch live sports even since I was a kid, right? That's what I said last week. But as a kid, I did watch football movies. So here's my top five football movies as we're heading into another glorious football season. Number five, Rudy. Rudy. I feel like I watched that movie anytime it got replayed on TBS. And, you know, when you get to see Rudy and the story of Rudy, you know, making it onto that team, and you get to see Notre Dame and South Bend. And, I mean, now the Fighting Irish are good again. So that Rudy movie is definitely going to come into play for a whole nother generation. Yeah, I love watching Rudy growing up. Just an underdog story. Just the will to work and fight and overcome obstacles and make your dream a reality. The Program comes in at number four for me. The Program for me was insane. That movie came out in 93, and I just remember watching it as a young kid and thinking, like, is this what college football is like? I think everybody's favorite character was Steve Latimer because he was a psychopath. Omar Epps played Darnell Jefferson, and Halle Berry was in that movie. Halle Berry's name just popped up because David Justice had something to say about not wifing her. But anyway, The Program was a look into college football, but it was a overhyped, dramatized look into college football. And me as a young guy, I'm like, man, I want to play college football one day, and I did. Number three, Friday Night Lights. When Booby knock him out, Booby gonna do it with black Nikes on his feet. I made sure to wear black Nikes on my feet. I love that movie. Going out to Texas, they just have a different level of high school football, and you got to see how much it meant to those guys. And yeah, Friday Night Lights is a classic. That's a great movie. Just got so much replay value. I know I watched that a ton. At number two, Any Given Sunday, Willie Beeman. Jamie Foxx as Willie Beeman, puking on the field. Him getting his opportunity to go from the backup to the starting quarterback. That movie was ridiculous. LL Cool J in that movie. I remember seeing that movie in theater. I think I was like 11. So I was probably too young to see the movie in theaters. Maybe I was 11 or 12, like sixth grade. But I love that movie and watched that movie over and over and over again. Al Pacino, that's just a classic, and they had like a play on professional football in like a fake league. But you know, Any Given Sunday, anybody can win. And last but not least, Varsity Blues, Johnny Moxon. Firing That Pigskin. I kid you not, I had that movie on DVD. I watched it before every high school football game I ever played. It was like a superstitious thing to, you know, get off the bus, come home, and throw that movie on before going to play varsity football, even freshman football. I remember my brother being 10 years older than me, going to the movie theater with his friends and me wanting to see that movie. And I guess it might have been rated R for that one scene where the chick comes out with the whipped cream on. And yeah, I wasn't allowed to go see that movie with my brother and his friends. But as I got a little bit older, right, when I wasn't 12 or 13, I think I bought the DVD at like 14 my freshman year, watched it, and then I watched it every single game all the way through high school. So there's my power-up top five football movies for me growing up as a kid. Now, honorable mention, Little Rascals. Not Little Rascals, but that's a good movie that I watched too. Little Giants. Little Giants is another good one, but that was like I was really young. As I was like a teenager, those were my top five football movies. You can call me up and tell me yours, and we've got Art Stapleton joining us in about 15 minutes to talk about the G-Men and Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter and this last preseason tune-up game against the New England Patriots. Let's take a couple calls before we get to the 1 o'clock hour and break. Again, this is Keith McPherson on the Fan filling in for BT and Sal. Artie is in Brooklyn on the Fan with us next.
Hey, Keith, man, congratulations. It's great that somebody's hearing that he worked so hard to follow his dream. It sounds like you're doing it, and, you know, more power to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
As far as the golf, take the lessons first before you, because what's going to happen is you're going to get fitted on the clubs.
Yeah.
And then you're going to learn how to actually swing, and then you're going to need new clubs. So lessons first, clubs second.
Okay.
And then as far as the movies, left side, strong side is Remember the Titans was awesome.
Classic, yes.
And I think I broke his freaking neck with the longest yard. It's got to be in the top 10. As far as the Mets and the Yankees, look, I know as a Yankee fan you love to troll Mets fans. All right, fine. I can take it. But if you're telling me as a Yankee fan that they give Soto 15 years and you go on the radio and say, what, are you kidding me? That's too much money. How can they do that? Then fine. But I don't see you doing that. To say that the Soto was a bad move and to say that the Mets didn't put out a good product, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. Look, is it working out? No. But to get one of the best players in baseball on this team and say that the Met management didn't do a good job building this team, I just don't agree.
That's okay, Artie. Thanks for the call. Now, let's go back. I did, and it's documented. I remember being on foul territory as well, putting my hand up and saying, wait. Shohei Ohtani plays two positions, and he's making $700 million. Judge makes $40 million in right field. He's better than Soto. Are we really about to go over 700? 750? That's too much. And when I saw that the Yankees actually put out $760 million for Juan Soto, I was surprised. And a 16-year offer at that. Brian Cashman didn't want that deal, but Hal Steinbrenner felt the pressure of Yankee fans saying, re-sign Soto. And I watched the whole season of him being clutch. And I saw the Yankees get back to the World Series for the first time in 15 years. I couldn't see another way of getting back. I said, you got to re-sign Soto. But not for that money, man. That is too much. But whatever, you got the richest owner in the sport. They did not put together a good enough team. They did not put together a good enough team. You can say whatever you want about Juan Soto and you go in to get one of the best players in the game. Yeah, he's got good numbers, but he hasn't been clutch. He's been a disappointment for what you expected. All the hype, right? He has not been what you thought you were getting. You haven't gotten the exact return on investment that you hoped. It's been underwhelming. Solo shots are cool. Him, you know, increasing his stolen bases are cool, but it hasn't led to wins. Winning is everything. If you would have spread that money around to get some better pitchers, get one ace, somebody that you could count on every 5 days, maybe you'd be in a different spot. If you would have got some other players, right, you wanted to go with the kids, you wanted to see what the baby Mets had, from Luis Angel Acuna to Mark Vientos to Brett Beatty to now Mauricio, that was a decision that Stearns made, right, to not bring back some of the guys that were here last year. You think the product is good enough? I'd have to disagree. The Mets should be a lot better. Their record should be better. They should be able to sweep a team like the Nationals. They shouldn't lose 13 out of 15. They started off so hot. They had a five and a half game lead in first place. And now they're on, you know, the verge of being knocked out of postseason contention. That's not good enough for a $340 million payroll. Sorry. And no, I did not ever say that they should pay Juan Soto that much money. It's not worth it. No one's worth it. He'd probably look better batting in front of Judge. He'd probably have some better pitches to hit and some other opportunities. But no, you can't find the tape of me saying, like, I think we all put out there, in theory, blank check. But I remember crunching the numbers here at night saying, all right, it's going to be a 15-year deal for this dude? At how much AAV? No. I think I'm out. I think the Yankees had other issues, right? The Yankees had other issues that damned them in the postseason, specifically the World Series. Defense, pitching, they had things they had to address. And Juan Soto, if Juan Soto was on this Yankees team and Max Fried wasn't, and Paul Goldschmidt wasn't, and Cody Bellinger wasn't, and Devin Williams wasn't, and if Soto was there, you wouldn't have taken on Ryan McMahon and David Bednar and some of these other guys. It would have changed everything. And I don't think that they would have been. I mean, and the Yankees need to play better. And don't get me confused with anyone saying, like, the Yankees are back. They're not all the way back. If they get swept by the Red Sox or they lose this series to the Red Sox, then we're right back to where we were, kind of saying, hey, they're not good enough. But I think the Met fan overall has to look at Steve Cohen and David Stearns and say, great, you signed Juan Soto. You made a whole movie about that. You gave us Juan Soto pins and bobbleheads and jerseys. But it hasn't turned into us dominating the division, blazing a trail through this season where we feel good about our chances in October. You are now worried about getting to October. That's not good enough with the highest paid player in the sport. I'm sorry. Gus is in Mamaroneck on the fan next. What's up, Gus?
Hey, Keith. Listen, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm a Met fan, and I'm not blaming you at all. Okay, so I'm not going to be like the other guy. I think you're making a lot of sense as to what you're saying. And matter of fact, I do know you're making a lot of sense. Here's the deal. The Mets signed Soto, okay? And then they said everything else was a work in project as far as with the starting pitching. You cannot do a work in project when you're going all out to pick up Juan Soto and then you pick up Frankie Montas. He should have rewarded Severino last year for his performance. He should have brought back Iglesias. And you know what? The pitching they got are taxing the bullpen because they can't even go five innings. It's unbelievable that a whole starting staff, with the exception of Peterson, cannot go five innings without getting bombed. And then you go into your bullpen and you're stretching it out. Then you got to go call up players from the minor leagues to take spots from these guys that are overworked. I mean, yeah. It's ludicrous.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Gus. We could say that injuries have plagued the Mets. Yeah, they lose Griffin Canning. They lose A.J. Minter. They lose Jose Siri. They lose Francisco Alvarez. Now, Nimmo, injuries have hurt, but okay, have some more depth. Have some plan A, B, C, and D for the event that injuries happen, because nobody feels sorry for you when guys get hurt. The Yankees lost Gerrit Cole right away. They pivoted. The Yankees lost Clark Schmidt, they pivoted. You can't tell me that just signing Juan Soto, who is an average defender and is a low-leverage hitter right now for the Mets, is good enough to get them where they need to go. Where they need to go is to the NLCS. Where we're not sure that they're going to even be able to go is the postseason, and that is a problem. 888-808-1019, we got to break it down again. I've got 1 hour left on the fan. Coming up next is Art Stapleton. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.